I'm Andrea Jenkins. I'm from Holland, Michigan. I'm a 34-year-old mother, and I am a writer and a model.
The reason we're talking today is that you're also in a modeling contest.
Okay, so the Miss Jet Set competition derives from a magazine called Jet Set Magazine, and they are for, like, the prestigious elite. They're on yachts and jets, and they hold this competition every year for the last 6 years for one lucky girl out of like 40,000 models globally to grace the cover and do any photo shoot they want. And you also win $50,000. And you also get to fly anywhere you want to in their jet. They have a private jet. And you can have a photo shoot of your choice. So
this isn't your first time in this contest, is it?
No. So I did this last year. I made it to quarterfinals, and that was actually a really big deal for me. I didn't really know what to expect, making it as far as I did. And so knowing what I know now, I'm back into the competition. I'm ready to go all the way and just do the best I can and hopefully represent Holland, Michigan.
Is it swimsuits or formal wear or a bunch of different things like a Miss America contest? How are you supposed to present yourself?
Their selection is very diverse. I don't think they target one particular, like sporty or swimsuits, or it's every type of woman out there.
You've got photos online, right?
Yeah, so I tend to do more fashion, and I'm also featured on Windsor Fashion's website. I do more fashion with brands. I did recently do a boudoir shoot, but I tried to keep it PG. I'm not too keen on being overly out there. I try to keep it family oriented. So I do have like these Victoria's Secret angel wings, and these photos I teamed up with a local photographer, and they turned out amazing. So,
You mentioned before we started doing the interview, you're married, mom, and a Christian, so you don't want to like put it out there, right?
Exactly. I'm conservative. I try to whatever goes on the internet, which is a lot of things nowadays. I don't want my children to grow up and eventually see something like that and be like, "Ew," or like, "What is this?" So, and the photographer, she's out of Grand Haven. Her name is Danielle Huff, and you can find her on Facebook. It is Sweet Peas Photography with a Z. So SweetPeaz Photography.
The reason you want to be in this contest, it's not about vanity per se. You're pretty, but it's not about vanity. It's about what?
So the money part of it is a bonus. I'm not going to lie. It's a bonus. I more or less just want, like, the accomplishment, the title, to know that I did it. And it opens the doors to so many more things for my career.
Your career as a model or your career as a writer or both?
Both. As you know, I'm 34, so eventually I'm going to start aging and I won't be able to model forever. And I would like to eventually coach younger girls. I went to John Casablanca's modeling school in Tampa, Florida in 2010. And I would love to teach courses or teach aspiring models how to do that when I start aging and, you know, don't look as youthful for photos. And then I will also still be writing. So
personally, I don't think anybody should age out of modeling. Let's talk about your writing for a minute. I don't want to keep you too long, but tell me about your writing career. You've done quite well for someone who's kind of just starting out.
Yes. So I learned how to write screenplays working with a company out of L.A. They're called HHTV Online. They're a production company. You can adapt screenplays. And they taught me how to write screenplays. So from that, I've had ideas, and I sat down and literally wrote 84 pages on my cell phone through the Microsoft Word. I went to the library, I printed out a hardcover, I submitted it. There's Film Freeway, and I then submitted it to the London City Film Awards. I actually won. There's a funny story behind that. I couldn't make it to London. I'm a mother of five, so I couldn't just drop what I was doing and go attend this show, especially on a maybe. It was an international competition. There's so many screenplays. I'm a newbie. So I asked them to record it on Instagram Live, and they agreed. And when I turned it on, they were reading my synopsis. They didn't say the winner of. They were just reading my synopsis to the sixth, the end of the beginning. And I was kind of like, wait, like, did I just win or what's going on? So I actually called the venue and asked for the director of the London City Film Awards. And they had their cute British accents, and they got on the phone, and I was like, I'm Andrea Jenkins. Did I just win? And they're like, yes, you did. You know, like, thank you for calling. And I was a blubbering mess. I was happy crying. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I just won. So from there, they did send me a plaque. I am in connections with Chicago producers. The pandemic has kind of gotten in the way of developing this into a movie, but hopefully over the next year or two, it will become an actual film.
That's pretty amazing for someone who grew up in Holland. And you said you didn't pursue like screenwriting in college or anything like that.
No, I actually did graphic design at KBCC. And then I dropped out of that, because, you know, I had kids, but, and I did go to modeling school, but I didn't, it's kind of like one of those hidden talents, that you, I always tested higher in it for school, and I didn't expect it, I didn't show any interest, I guess, so to come out and just do it, be like, okay, I have this vision, I know how to put it on paper now, or in the computer, or my phone, and take that, and then turn it into something, and have others read it and love it. That's pretty amazing. I was like, wow, my first screenplay I ever submitted, I won.
Well, Andrea, that's pretty remarkable. Before I let you go, I'd like you to remind people how they can see your Miss Jet Set entry and how they can vote for you.
Okay, so I am on all social media platforms, and typically I would say to go just to Instagram. I have a link tree that is linked to everything through that. It is in my bio on Instagram, which is at the Andrea Jenkins, which is THEANDREAJENKINS. So it's just at the Andrea Jenkins, and you will see all my work, publications, how to vote for me in Miss Jet Set, which I really hope that fellow Michiganders can support me in this endeavor. It would mean the world to me, and I really appreciate you for your time and contacting me. And yeah, hopefully I missed up that 2021.
So you get that jet ride and maybe $50,000.
Yes, and then, you know, we get to pick a photo shoot of our choice. I think it would be really cool. I'm not as daring to do something with a tiger or something, but maybe helping a third world country, I guess that's what I would do. I wouldn't, they focus on luxury, which would be cool, but I would rather help and show that I'm helping other people back. So,
Andrea Jenkins, I really appreciate you taking the time with me and letting me know that you're doing this. I really appreciated getting your note. We will keep in touch. I am going to tell people I'm looking at your group round. The top 15 votes in Andrea's group ends January 14th at 6 p.m. So you can find a link. We'll put a link at whtc.com so you can link to her Instagram and her contest entry. And then there are a few more rounds of this contest. Last time you made it to 5 out of the top 10, correct?
Yes. And I do want to add that any donations, the votes do go to the model, but the donations go to, a portion goes to the B-Plus Foundation for Children with Cancer, which is something that is important to me because my mother passed away from cancer in 2015. So it goes to a good cause for these children and their families that cannot afford chemo and kids that are terminal and they don't have a lot of time left. So it really helps them.
Well, thank you very much, Andrea Jenkins, and good luck.
Thank you.